June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Shoot, yeah, here we go with Tower 3. G-Bag Nation on 105.3. The Fan, the Rangers scored 16 runs again this afternoon. Hope you enjoyed that. Had a Cowboys practice going on, a terrific press conference by Shoddy, and so much happened in the world of football as we enter that home stretch before training camp. Now right around the corner. We'll see you in Oxnard. Here's Wolchuk.
All right, so the Cowboys did go ahead and work out a few players today, one of which is Perrion Winfrey, defensive tackle from Oklahoma. You might recognize that name. He had a wicked hit against Brock Purdy when OU played against Iowa State. That might have been circa 2021, but he does have familiarity with Aaron Whitecotton, the Cowboys' new defensive line coach. He was a former fourth-round pick of the Browns, and then in 2023, he went over and was with Whitecotton with the Jets. So he was all UFL this past season, and the Cowboys have had some success dipping into the UFL squads. I think he played with the Birmingham Stallions, who is where they got Brandon Aubrey. But I went back and watched some of his stuff at OU, where he was a two-year starter. I mean, this dude's a big body, 6'4", 290. I like the length. He's got power in his hands. He can push the pocket. He's just he plays a little bit high, which I think is an issue for him. But he's got the traits that you look for versus a guy that they brought in Devere Levelston, who's another defensive tackle, also 24. He's a local kid, played at DeSoto and SMU, was just with the Memphis Showboats of the UFL. He went undrafted, spent some time with the Seattle Seahawks, and our buddy Aiden Durdy, former defensive line coach, that's now the defensive coordinator there in Seattle. Didn't love what I saw from Levelston as much as Winfrey. And Levelston's a little bit smaller. So to me, he looks like, you know, the three tech that you're going to have. Maybe he could even play some edge for you. I think if you're looking for a guy that can come in and maybe help when it comes to just not getting moved off the ball, Winfrey is the guy between the two that I like a little bit more. But we'll see if they end up signing any of these guys. They also brought in a couple of corners, Robert Rochelle, who's a corner that's played with the Rams and the Chiefs. He was a fourth-round pick of the Rams. He was a top 100 player on Dane Brugler's big board back when he came out of the NFL draft. He was actually the 96th overall player on his board. So he has just not lived up to expectations, but he's got ball-hawking ability. And then Jerry Jacobs, another corner that they brought in. This guy is a depth piece. So he can play special teams. He's a guy that's going to come up and help against the run. I know that's something that you're always looking for there. He's got some upside. He started 29 of 40 games, played with the Lions a little bit. And then they brought in offensive tackle George Fant, who's started 75 games at offensive tackle, mostly with the Seahawks. He's a journeyman, a little bit older, 32 years old. So you always want to have offensive linemen. I don't know how much Fant has left, but I'd say Jacobs and Winfrey, out of the guys that I watched, have me intrigued the most. But we'll see if they end up signing any of these guys.
I mean, they do love, I mean, this is something that they've had some success in years past, dipping into these type of players. Most of the time, it's just, hey, here's a camp body, and we'll see if there's a little bit of upside. But this is what you got to do, especially when you have as many holes on your roster as the Cowboys still have, I would say in particular defensively. you got to go ahead and maybe you can find one little gem out of here that can do some level of contribution for
you.
What
you need.
When all these leagues started to come together, I thought there was an opportunity that you could have a legitimate minor league, but you have to be so protective of your depth getting hurt that they don't get to play in these leagues to improve your players. So I think it's going to be just roll guys.
Yeah.
Maybe you find a pass rusher that can go on third and long, or a special teams guy, or kick return or something like that.
Absolutely. Special teams in depth. Like, that's what, to me, all these guys would be. And they clearly needed a D tackle and corner. So not surprising that they brought in two of each position. Now, we got trouble in Cincinnati. We've been talking about this. Shamar Stewart, former Texas A&M Aggie, was drafted in the first round by Cincy. And I guess he hasn't participated in any of the team's offseason workouts because there's a dispute that's centered around the interpretation of language in the contract that can affect guaranteed money. Now, Cincinnati's never put this in any other first-round picks contract. Supposedly, they've been trying, and every player's been like, no, thank you. I'm not trying to be the guinea pig here. So Shamar Stewart's no different. And yesterday, he was in Cincy. He talks with reporters. And this is what he had to say about the Bengals and their organization.
As in how far I'll take it, it just depends. In my case, I'm 100% right. I'm not asking for nothing y'all never done before. But in y'all case, y'all just want to win an argument instead of winning more games, in my opinion.
You got a gun?
Sorry.
You got a gun?
You want to win an argument instead of winning more games, in my opinion. Well, he has said, deuces, I'm out. He's left Cincinnati. He's not there anymore. So their rookie first-round pick, who they drafted and expected to be a big contributor, especially since their best edge rusher, Trey Hendrickson, is also holding out due to a contract dispute, has now left. And here's what's interesting. Shamar Stewart can opt out of his contract. He can sit out this entire season and then re-enter the draft.
Oh, there you go.
Next year.
The Kamar Rocker.
Yes.
That is interesting. You know, I can't, like, totally support what he's doing because he's asking for something that most rookies don't ask for. But at the same time, if he was my kid, I would be like, man, this might be the best thing just to get out of Cincinnati to begin with. This might be a ploy to leave the Bengals. As long as we're good for the next 24 or 12 months, I'm fine. You know, I think players should take a more direct role in, you know, asking what they want coming into the league as far as whatever guarantees they can get. Because once you start playing, once you sign that deal, there's nothing. But also your destination. Like, there's a handful of teams.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I just would prefer not to play for. Bengals are one.
Yeah. And like Mark Cannon just asked on Twitter, he said, like, how's this work signing first-round players? Like, what is there to negotiate? Everyone else is signed. There's not a negotiation here. You've got slotted value at every pick. What Cincinnati's trying to do is add a clause in the contract that if X happens, maybe they're saved some guaranteed money. And Shamar Stewart and his agent are like, Nobody else has done this before. Why are we doing this?
If we cut you and another team pays you, you're not double dipping. That will offset what we owe you.
Is that what this one is?
Yeah, the running back Gordon tried to do this as well a number of years ago.
Yeah, because
he tried to do it from the player side.
From the player side of it. Yeah, I mean, like, Schefter was with McAfee today, and he says the clause that is in this contract isn't normal, and that's why Shamar Stewart is objecting the way he is. So right. There's something that the Bengals are trying to do here that is out of the norm for rookie players, maybe any player. And so Schefter's kind of being like, yeah, like the player and his agent have every right to be frustrated by this and not want to sign whatever it is the Bengals are trying to do here. And the Bengals obviously playing with fire at this particular position. Their defense was disgusting last year.
So bad.
Absolutely awful. And they move on from Anarumo and bring in Al Golden from Notre Dame. We'll see if that works for him. But right now, Trey Hendrickson and your first round edge rusher, Shamar Stewart, not in camp. That's going to be problematic for you. If I'm Joe Burrow and these guys, I mean, yeah. You got your bag, so, hey, you signed that deal, but you also have every right, too, to be like, guys, what are we doing?
Yeah, what are we doing? And then their top linebacker, their captain on defense, Jermaine Pratt, they just cut a couple days ago. He just gets gobbled up by the Raiders on a one-year $4.25 million deal. So I don't know how that defense is going to look in Cincy, but right now, not very good.
Yeah, I guess Burrow is from there, and they've already gotten to the Super Bowl, so maybe he feels tied to that organization in a lot of ways. But, man, that is going to be one of the greatest wastes of talent we've ever seen.
You can't have paid Higgins, Chase, and Burrow and just like, we're going to neglect the defensive side of the football. I get it. They could score 40 points a game.
Yeah.
But that's not going to ultimately win you a championship. Let's go to New York. Here's Giants training camp. Their wide receiver, Darius Slayton. And the best thing about the Giants is they did sign Jameis Winston over the offseason. And I'm hopeful we get to see some meaningful Jameis Winston, at least to play, so we get the press conference version. But here's Darius Slayton on what it's like just having an everyday conversation. And does this remind you of anybody in your own life?
It's like, it's so hard to describe. It's just like how I'm talking right now, he'd be talking just like this, and it's just the random thoughts that come to his head, and they just come out. And it's like, we were talking about, you know, a slant. How did we get to Kentucky Fried Chicken? You know, it's like just hard lefts. Like, I can't think of an exact example, but like that's how best I could describe it. It's just like random hard lefts. But then he comes right back on topic. So it's like, am I tripping or are you tripping? But you know, he's a really fun guy to be around.
I think we've all know somebody like that. You're talking with them, or maybe they're talking, they're making a point. Next thing you know, squirrel, what's going on?
Is that Broadus?
Yes.
Yeah, there's no question on this show and potentially the one seed for the entire station.
Since he's not here, it is amazing. I've been watching in my head, like, if Eric leads a segment, he can't get the first sentence out without Brian talking about something on TV or something he thought about.
And then last week,
can I ask you guys something? Yeah, can I ask you guys something?
Hold on. And then, like, sometimes it's Eric's great. Like, I don't know. And he looks at me, I'm like, well, he's going to ask it anyway. You know, even if you were to say, no, Brian, you can't ask anything. But the other day, he's making like a great cowboy point. He's on a rant, and I'm thinking, God, this guy's spitting hot fire. He looks up and sees Shohei Ohtani
throwing a bullpen,
pitching a bullpen, and immediately just pivots into describing that nobody else can see but him into what's happening with Shohei Ohtani. I'm like, Brian, what the hell are you doing?
It's truly impressive.
Yeah,
it's diabolical. I mean,
that's why I wanted him on the show for a long time, and I'm so happy he's on this show, is that he is just such a treasure because of his football knowledge. The rules don't apply. People
exactly.
are still locked in on his every word. If anybody else in sports radio did that, they'd be like, button, I'm out of here. But they're like, what's brought us interested in? You know? Must be something great on the TV, too. It's more important than that play he was just breaking down for us.
It's an old man quirk. And I do wonder when he developed this particular skill set. Like, is this something that is just has come with age? Or was he always this way? But I do think we need to get in the production studio and come up with a bit of a sounder of sorts. You know, the Lucius, what did you call him, Lucius? The Interruptosaurus Rex?
Yeah,
right?
Interruptosaurus Rex, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
If he was, wait a minute, boys!
Some level of, some type of Jurassic Park sounder that Lucius can just have as a hotkey anytime Broadus does one of his.
I was going to put him on a shot clock at one point. Dun, 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 dun. I was like, nah, I probably won't get any food on Friday after a while.
Yeah, LA Live, it's like, okay, so Lucius says something. Then he spends like 5 minutes Googling whatever the heck it was.
Well, to be fair, he's upgraded to ChatGPT
now. That's true. But like now Lucius and we've completely moved on, but then it circles back to what he's found regarding that topic, and we're going to sit in it now again for a minute or two. It's glorious.
Hold on, boys. I know you're talking about turtles, but you said earlier you said something about MLS. I got it.
Yeah.
Got it right here.
I texted my friend.
Got it right here.
Yeah. Got with the gang of seven on that.
Hold on a second.
37 minutes ago, you had a question.
Sit.
I'm taking two phone calls. I do love, because he's the godfather at a wedding in South Carolina. We have an LSU Tiger encroaching on Gamecock land, and you know he's going to have some, he's going to have like an LSU bow tie or something at the wedding. He will have the LSU colors, the purple and gold will be flying
high.
He's
wearing a tux.
Yeah, it's probably a purple tux.
It's a black tie affair. Yeah, probably. I mean, maybe it's a full-on LSU tuxedo that he's rocking.
I think the bare minimum is when he hikes up his tuxedo pant leg, you'll see a bright yellow Tigers sock, something. Or maybe he just completely says, F all you guys, and he goes with his LSU Crocs or whatever.
Yes. He's so ticked.
Oh, he's going to make the Tiger presence felt out there in Gamecock country.
I'd put $50. He's got a pair of Hey Dudes on with that tux.
Yeah.
He's loving those Hey Dudes.
Oh, yeah. It feels like every day he's coming in with a new pair of Hey Dudes.
The joggers and now the Hey Dudes. What's next?
He's leveled up.
He has.
What did you just say?
Amazing.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Guys, that's what I'm saying. No, that's what I'm saying.
All right. We're having a good time. And send Brian some love on social media. Let him know that he is missed. He shall return on Monday. We'll talk more Cowboys coming up at 4:40, the final shoddy presser. We'll do a little Cowboys Twitter for you. What's next, though, Chief?
What if I told you the most impressive thing the Pacers did last night wasn't on the court?
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.